Hello again from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. The test flights of Santa's sleigh have been troubled since they began last July. Now they are taking on an all-new tactic as elves from the Research and Development Department scramble to make the sleigh work for Santa on Christmas Eve. With more from the sleigh barn on the latest developments in this story is our Eye in the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, what's going on?
Frank, they're shutting down the Big Mac that's been active since Christmas in July at SantaTrackers.net, and between now and the scheduled final test flight on December 23rd, nobody's going to know where that sleigh is.
Why is that a big deal, Crash?
Well, it's not a huge deal, Frank. Flight Command is saying this will be a good training exercise for tracker elves to see if they can spot flying sleighs in the sky if they're looking for them in the night sky. But for the sleigh itself, they really aren't saying why this might be beneficial. It's all kind of a hush-hush thing.
Crash, you've been pretty positive about the prospects for this sleigh from the beginning. Do you still feel this is the sleigh Santa's going to fly this year?
I don't know, Frank. I personally find it hard to think that any of it matters. I've seen Santa fly a lot of sleighs over the years, and I'm yet to be fully convinced that one is faster than another. For Santa, it's important that he sets a new speed record every year. But for Mrs. Claus, and for the elves, and North Pole Flight Command, and I think for believers all over the world, they just want Santa to come, to do it safely, and to get back home for Christmas with his family. The sleigh isn't a huge factor in how they think about those things. So if this is what Flight Command wants to do, I think we trust him and then see what Santa's dealing with come flight time.
Okay, Crash, interesting development on this year-long story. Recapping for you now, if you've been following the test flights at SantaTrackers.net, well, that map is going dark until it's time for Santa to fly. At that point, the tracker map will be live at all official North Pole websites. For North Pole Radio News, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.